news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Wednesday meeting at the White House to negotiate an end to the government shutdown ended abruptly after Nancy Pelosi reiterated that the Democrats would not provide funding for Trump's border wall. Following the aborted meeting, Pelosi and Schumer stepped up to the microphones.
And he said, if I open up the government, you won't do what I want. That's cruel. That's callous. And that's using millions of innocent people as sort of pawns. And it was wrong. And then a few minutes later, he sort of slammed the table. And when Leader Pelosi said she didn't agree with the wall, he just walked out and said, we have nothing to discuss. So he said it was a waste of his time. Again, we saw a temper tantrum because he couldn't get his way and he just walked out of the meeting.
Many federal workers will not be receiving their paychecks, and what that means in their lives is tragic in terms of their credit rating, paying their mortgage, paying their rent, paying their car payment, paying their children's tuition, and the rest. The president seems to be insensitive to that. He thinks maybe they could just ask their father for more money, but they can't.
Then it was the Republicans' turn, with Vice President Mike Pence doubling down on Trump's position.
When the Speaker of the House comes to the table with the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, after we've made days of good faith negotiation with an offer on the table, and their only answer is they will not negotiate until we reopen the government. And when the president says, well, if I gave you exactly what you're asking for, would you agree to border security and a wall? And they say no. I think the American people deserve better. And I can promise the American people, this president, Republicans in the House and the Senate, are going to continue to stand firm until we get the resources and the reforms necessary to end the humanitarian crisis on our southern border, to end the security crisis on our southern border. Then and only then will we end this partial government shutdown.
The House on Wednesday voted to reopen the Treasury Department, IRS, Small Business Administration, and several other federal agencies. 8 Republicans voted with Democrats to pass the legislation, the first of several small spending bills Pelosi plans to bring up this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has no intention of bringing it up for a vote, even as some in his caucus challenged the president over his shutdown strategy at a closed-door meeting. Instead, Trump continues to threaten that he'll declare a national emergency, which would ostensibly give him the power to redirect money from the military to spend on a border wall.
I have the absolute right to do a national emergency if I want.
What's your threshold for when you might make a
deal? My threshold will be if I can't make a deal with people that are unreasonable.
Meanwhile, Trump heads to McAllen, Texas on Thursday to visit the southern border. In an off-the-record lunch meeting with network anchors Tuesday afternoon, Trump reportedly said of the trip, quote, it's not going to change a damn thing, but I'm still doing it, adding that the trip was simply for publicity. On Friday, the shutdown officially becomes the longest shutdown in American history. It's also the day that thousands of federal employees will not get their paychecks. One thing Trump's tantrum over the wall is succeeding at is keeping news from the Mueller probe off the front burners. But there has been significant news on that front over the past few days. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Special Counsel Robert Mueller and has been overseeing the Russia investigation, is planning to leave the Justice Department shortly after a new attorney general, presumably Trump's nominee William Barr, is confirmed. A poorly redacted court filing from Paul Manafort revealed new details about what Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating, including that Manafort had shared polling data related to Trump's presidential campaign with an associate tied to Russian intelligence. Incredibly, over at Fox, Shepard Smith and Judge Andrew Napolitano agreed that Trump is guilty of collusion.
The prosecutors accused Paul Manafort of lying to FBI agents in violation of his guilty plea to cooperate with them. And they filed their allegations of the lies under seal. We don't know what they were. Paul Manafort's lawyers filed their answer, and they forgot to seal part of it. And the part they forgot to seal was that the FBI accused Paul Manafort of lying about whether or not he gave confidential campaign polling data at the height of the campaign to a Russian oligarch who the FBI has identified as a source for Russian intelligence.
So a Putin man.
Yes. This shows that Bob Mueller can demonstrate to a court, without the testimony of Paul Manafort, that the campaign had a connection to Russian intelligence, and the connection involved information going from the campaign to the Russians. The question is, was this in return for a promise of something from the Russians, and did the candidate, now the president, know about it?
And would that be conspiracy?
Yes. A conspiracy is an agreement to commit a crime. The crime would be to receive something of value from a foreign person or government during a campaign.
Well, if this is collusion, though collusion isn't a crime, this would be collusion.
The crime is conspiracy, the agreement. Collusion is a non-legal term.
Oh, I know. But right. If there's a collusion, giving stuff to the Russians about polling data,
would
that
probably fit into that kind of a category.
Yeah.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.